Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The number of evictions filed statewide is slowly rising and returning to where it was before the pandemic. That despite a federal moratorium on evictions and billions of dollars in federal money to help Americans pay their rent and stay in their homes. Housing advocates worry evictions could surge when the federal moratorium expires next month. More on this story from WBUR's Simone Rios.
Liliana Cruz chokes up at her kitchen table in New Bedford as she talks about faithfully paying her rent every month over the last 5 years. Despite that, her landlord has sent her a notice ordering her to leave the three-bedroom house by the end of this month. Landlords filed more than 1,500 evictions against Massachusetts renters in March alone, about half the evictions filed in the March before the pandemic. Joe Kreisberg is head of the Mass Association of Community Development Corporations, a group of agencies that provide affordable housing and local services. He says the situation would have been far worse without the flood of state and federal aid to help renters deal with the pandemic.
The combination of measures that have been implemented over the last 14 months, the moratorium, the mediation, the legal services, the rent relief dollars, you know, all told, has helped prevent thousands and thousands of evictions. We went months with essentially no formal evictions.
But the state evictions ban ended in October, and the federal moratorium from the Centers for Disease Control is weaker. Instead of banning evictions outright, it only bars them in certain circumstances. And not everyone qualifies or knows how to use the rule. Steve Meacham is with the housing rights group City Life Vida Urbana.
One of the things that the state moratorium is it covered all kinds of evictions, whereas the CDC moratorium is aimed at non-payment evictions. And so there's a lot of people who move when they get the notice to quit before they ever even go to court.
But even that more limited protection is set to expire at the end of June. That could leave the state's eviction prevention program as a last resort for some renters. Massachusetts is sitting on nearly $1 billion in rent relief money, mostly from the federal government. In the past year, the state has spent less than $200 million on the program. That was enough to help roughly 25,000 households. But Doug Quattrochi of Mass Landlords says the program leaves out more people than it helps. He points to state data that show 57% of applications for rent relief have been rejected, either because people didn't qualify or because of incomplete applications. Quattrochi says that's because the state's requirements are too stringent.
It's the age-old conflict where, on the one hand, we want to help people, but on the other hand, we're so twisted up in knots about potential fraud and helping any one person who doesn't deserve it. But in the end, we're not helping the majority of people who deserve it.
State housing officials say the Rent Relief Initiative, known as RAFT, has been streamlined since the pandemic began, and they want people to know that money is available. Now the state is working with local groups to get the word out, like the Coalition for Social Justice in New Bedford. The coalition's Dax Crocker pulls up a smartphone app with a map of the city to guide him. After a few seconds, his screen fills up with tiny little icons of houses. Each one represents someone facing eviction.
Wow, so the map just floods with little house
Look
icons.
At that. Yes, that's just New Bedford.
No one answers. It's the third straight home he visited with nobody there. But even if someone opened the door, it's not clear whether the RAFT program could help. Sometimes it's because of the landlords.
I have had people that I canvassed who have literally told me that the reason why the landlord wants them out is because they want somebody else who can pay more rent. So they don't cooperate with RAFT.
How often do you see RAFT working?
25% of the time, maybe. Not a lot.
Crocker's fourth visit is to the woman whose landlord wants her out at the end of the month.
Hello, may I speak with Liliana Cruz?
It turns out RAFT can't help Cruz either. That's because she already has just enough money to pay the rent. The problem is her landlord wants the apartment back, and RAFT isn't designed to protect people like her. And Cruz says finding a new place she can afford isn't easy.
Pues yo estoy pensando a ver qué voy a hacer porque no
Cruz says every apartment she looks at charges an application fee she can't afford, and everybody involved speaks English, which she doesn't understand. Now Cruz feels her only hope is that the federal moratorium will allow her to keep her home a while longer. This is your house, she tells us, as long as I'm still here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.